Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at
next Saturday. A lot going on this week. We're in a transition into the fall meets right now. Los Alamitos has opened up for their fall two-week meet that began yesterday. We have a 1 o'clock first post time today at Los Alamitos. The feature race there is the E.B. Johnston Stakes, racing underway at Churchill Downs this week as well. And today is the first leg of the Road to the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks qualifying points. The Iroquois Stakes at Churchill Downs today is a point qualifying race for the Colts. And for the fillies, you have the Pocahontas Stakes. There'll be Kentucky Oaks points on the line there. We've got Woodbine with a very key prep that has proven, at least in years past, for the Breeders' Cup Mile. The Woodbine Mile on the grass today at Woodbine. And after a week off, New York Racing is back. They have moved to Aqueduct, and they're underway. So a lot of changes as far as the tracks we're going to play this week. We'll talk about a lot of that. But first of all, we want to wrap up what happened at Del Mar this summer. And to do that, we're bringing in a good friend of ours, Steve Anderson, the California correspondent for Daily Racing Form. Steven, good morning, and thanks for joining us on Thoroughbred LA.
Yeah, you're right. It is a pretty remarkable day all told around the country with a lot to look forward to in the next several hours.
Absolutely. But before we get to the live racing, how about a recap of the Del Mar meet? The numbers, I think, overall were pretty good.
Yeah, they were mixed a little bit. Overall, with all the handle from all simulcasting and live racing included, it was $535 million, which is considerably higher than $501 million from 2024, and more in line with what they had done in preceding years before 2024. So a 6% increase in that regard. On races just at Del Mar, the handle was down a little more than 1% from $360 million to $355 million. So their bettors were active. They supported Del Mar, but not at the same level as last year, but they were intrigued by simulcasting nationwide through the Del Mar network, which means that if you're sitting at home this afternoon betting on anything, it goes into the LoSal network. So, correspondingly at Del Mar, they did do quite well from an overall point of view. You can see that a little bit at the end with the high handles at Kentucky Downs. I think people really took a liking to that track this year. But overall, Del Mar did have a strong meeting. Their purses were higher. They gave away $23.6 million compared to a little more than $22 million last year. So that's an increase as well. And so in that sense, strong figures for them, and a good meeting too. Let's keep in mind that field size is there, and that's a very sensitive subject. When for California tracks was 8.6 compared to 8.5 last year, and that was higher than Ellis Park or Saratoga. Of course, those tracks are susceptible to weather, whereas Del Mar in the summertime is not. So, but still, people showed up. They wanted to run, and they did.
And, Steve, you know, even though the numbers were betting on Del Mar races only were down just slightly, I think part of that has to be attributed to the fact that Del Mar stepped up after the second week when we were seeing all those late odds changes on the board the first 2 weeks of the meet, and they cut off the CAW, the wagering computer-assisted wagering groups, at 2 minutes to post in the wind pools. So, obviously, that had to have an effect on the final total. So, to keep the number basically the same, I think that's a plus.
It's true, and that does affect the handle because you don't see those multi-thousand-dollar bets at the last minute. But where does that money migrate to if it doesn't go into those win pools? Does it go into the exacta pools? And until the tracks show us, listen, this is where the money went or the money did not go, then I'm a little hesitant to talk too much about it without knowing fully the economics and what the spreadsheets look like.
You know, one of the other things, let's talk about the two-year-olds at Del Mar. And, you know, when we talk two-year-olds at Del Mar, you talk Bob Baffert. And obviously, he won both the juvenile and the debutante. And to me, Bob, you know, it's been a significant gap between not only the quantity but the quality of two-year-olds in the Bob Baffert stable compared basically to the rest of the Southern California horsemen. And it might have even gotten wider this summer.
Well, it certainly was in regards to the sprint races that we saw. You know, Baffert swept all four of the stakes, the Best Pal, Sorrento, and then the Paterity and Debutante just this past weekend. Now he has a record 19 winners in the Del Mar Paterity since Silver Charm won what gave him his first winner in 1996. Brant won very well in the Del Mar Paterity last Sunday. Is he a Triple Crown horse? I'm sorry, is he a Kentucky Derby horse? I don't know. You know, we'll have to wait and see. A lot of these, Baffert had six maiden winners in two-year-old races over the course of the summer. And that's what they aim for. That's why he's at the sale right now with a 10-figure budget buying these exciting prospects, why he was at Saratoga last month, and why in the two-year-olds in training sale in the winter and spring next year he'll be active as well. Keep in mind that Brant was bought for $3 million in March in Florida. $3 million, you better win a grade one. But what he's got is a list of clients that are willing to spend heavily. Maybe a few of these horses won't work out to the expectations, but maybe one of the others will. And we haven't seen the same level of investment by clients of other trainers, although don't disregard anything Mark Glad or Michael McCarthy can send out. We saw that vividly earlier this year when McCarthy had the dominant three-year-old in California in journalism, and Baffert wasn't winning the races that he typically wins at Santa Anita. So we have to wait and see how that turns out. And in other regards, you know, we haven't seen anything from John Sadler yet this year, per se, in the two-year-old dirt division. So you expect that he's going to have runners in the next several months, perhaps as soon as Santa Anita's opening in 2 weeks' time, that will be heavily, heavily at the top of the list of candidates for major races on this circuit over the next several months.
Well, one of Bob Baffert's owners is his wife, Jill, and she's had a pretty good couple of weeks. She won the debutante with Bottle of Rouge, and last week you mentioned Bob Baffert at the Keeneland Sales. Well, a horse that was bred by Bob and Jill out of a mare they raced named Ginja, a colt by Gunrunner, on Wednesday brought $1.9 million. So now, you know, Bob has sold a million-dollar-plus yearling.
He's got he's working both ends of the market. And gives you a little pocket change as well. So that's a fascinating, a lot of pocket change. That gives you a very fascinating benefit to the buying and selling of yearlings when something like that takes place. So, yeah, we're gonna see more. You know, we haven't seen all of them yet from Baffert, and that's typically the case. I'm eager to see what Christofferson can do. For example, he's only a maiden race winner, but I thought he did so very well. And you know, he also had some other horses that performed well, you know, on turf even, which is something that you don't typically see a Baffert 2-year-old on the grass. So there's some others in the lineup here that really look like they could have a lot of appeal.
Well, I know you'll be on track today at Los Alamitos. So the E.B. Johnson Stakes is the feature today at Los Al. And one horse, unfortunately, we won't see that's been a major factor in these cowbred dirt races is Kings River Knight.
Yes, he was retired recently. He won the California Dreamin' Stakes during the Del Mar summer meeting and did so fairly well. And an older gelding who'd won, I think, 9 stakes for cowbreds in the last two and a half years. And he emerged from that race with an injury, and I spoke to John Sadler last Saturday at Del Mar, and he says, yeah, they're going to send him home to the farm in Central California here in coming days. The barn was in the process, as they all are, of moving away from Del Mar and coming back into the Los Alamitos or Santa Anita barn areas, primarily Santa Anita. And he was going to go back to Kings River Knight, was going to go back to Santa Anita for a few days and then head on up to retirement. So he would have been one of the choices, if not, he would have been the favorite in this field this afternoon, this California bred milers race. And it shows that he's not in the field, too, because he really would have been the one that they'd had to beat. And it drew a field of 6. Mano Rose, unraced since November, will be favored, and he looks like he might be a tough one to beat. Anybody who wins 7 of 14 has to be respected And that horse did win the same race, this race last year, by 8 lengths as the even money favorite. So he may not win it by 8 lengths today, but he might still live up to expectation in his 2025 debut in September.
Well, before I ask you for a radio play today, Ed Los Alamitos, I want to acknowledge the fact that, Steve, you were awarded the Walter Haight Award, and that goes to you for career excellence in turf riding by the National Turf Riders and Broadcasters. That award will be presented at the Brigantine during Breeders' Cup week down at Del Mar. So congratulations to you. You've been in action at DRF for over 31 years. Not only do you cover thoroughbred racing, you know, I know you love the steeplechase action overseas. You cover the quarter horses at Los Alamitos. You do a little bit of everything, and you've done it very well for a long time. So congratulations, my friend, on being recognized for a career of terrific work.
Thank you. It's quite an honor to be recognized in that capacity. There's a lot of fine people that have won the award. Many of my DRF colleagues, past and present, have their name on the list, including Joe Hirsch. So it's very, very much of an honor to be recognized in that capacity.
Well, now let's put on your handicapping hat. You did the analysis of Northern California before that was all shut down. So how about a radio play for us today at Los Alamitos?
Well, do you want one for the afternoon or the evening or both?
Whichever you want, wherever you want to go.
Well, there's a couple of horses to consider this afternoon. Jack Fish looks like he's going to be an interesting horse in a first condition allowance race for California breds, the seventh race going 6 furlongs. Trained by Peter Miller, Jack Fish has never been worse than second. He was a good second in his debut at Los Al on July 6th, and then later won a maiden at Del Mar very convincingly on August 28th. So 2 weeks later, he's back in action for Miller in what looks to be a good race, a good spot for him. He's got plenty of tactical speed, I think, that can work in his favor. And at 9:45 tonight, I'm going to head back over there for the Mildred Vessels Handicap. Curl's Joyful Wagon, who was third in the Charger Bar at Los Al back in January for fillies and mares, is back in California after a successful spring meeting at Remington Park. She could wind up being the champion-aged quarter horse mare of the year with a little more success. She's certainly on her way to that title now. Curl's Joyful Wagon in race number 8 in season.
So Steve Anderson taking care of us. Daytime, Jack's Fish, 7th race at Los Alamitos. 8th tonight, that's the Millie Vessels Memorial. Curl's Joyful Wagon for Steve Anderson. Steve, thanks for taking the time and wrapping up the Del Mar meet for us, and I'll see you out there at the racetrack.
Look forward to it. Thank you, John.
That was Steve Anderson from Daily Racing Form. Before we take our first time out, with Bob Ike on the sidelines today, I'll give out a couple of picks. I did a Linda report not only for Los Alamitos, but I did the pick six, the 20-cent Derby six races at Churchill Downs. So for our first play, let's go first to Churchill Downs. Race number 9, the Open Mind Stakes, a field of 5 with a scratch at number 6, Impel. And 8-1 on the morning line, number 5, Minx Palace, comes off a very good race at Ellis Park. She's even better at Churchill Downs. She loves the Churchill Downs main track. Rider switched to Luis Saez. This filly is a come-from-behind filly, but when Luis has ridden this filly in the past, she's shown a lot more tactical speed, and that's what she needs to do today. From a good outside post, 8-1 on the program, number 5, Minx Palace, race number 9 at Churchill Downs. And for my radio play at Los Alamitos today, number 3, Piper's Causeway in race number 7. This is a horse that finally gets back on the dirt. Been in the exacta in the last 7 dirt starts, and 9 of the last 10 dirt starts for Piper's Causeway. Good tactical speed. Has won with the blinkers on that go today. 5-1 on the morning line. I think she gets back to what she wants to do. Number 3, Piper's Causeway, race 7 at Los Alamitos. Let's go ahead and take that first break. When we come back, we'll talk more Los Alamitos with Bob Mazursky, and we'll touch base with Bruce Finkelstein at betonbruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Must be moving on like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet, with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program is the E.B. Johnston Stakes, a race with a great history that includes recent winners the Chosen Vron and Kings River Knight. on Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, and before we bring in our next guest, Bob Mazursky, let's go ahead and give out our cowbred of the week, and that is Max Chow, who won the $100,000 I'm Smoking Stakes down at Del Mar. Max Chow is by Max Field out of the flatter mare Bella Chow, was bred by Terry Lovinger, is owned by Lovinger, Knapp, and Maroney, and is trained by Steve Knapp. He has two wins from his first four lifetime starts, earnings already over $117,000. And for the horse players that like the contest, a reminder that you've got to be a member of the NHC Tour to qualify for the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. Go to ntra.com, sign up, and here are three ways to qualify today. There's a restricted $165 online tournament for those who have not yet qualified for the 2026 NHC at horseplayers.com. There's a $500 low ratio tournament also at horseplayers.com. And if you're up in Canada playing the big card at Woodbine today, you can play on track in the Woodbine Mile Handicapping Contest. Three ways to get qualified for the 2026 NHC. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky, going to wear his publicity hat over at Los Alamitos. And, Bob, before we talk racing, you'd mentioned last week on our show that you were hoping the Packers would be off to a 2-0 start by the time we got back today, and that's just what they did. Two really impressive wins so far.
Yes. Excuse me, John. So far, so good. Yeah, they look really good in both games, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that everybody can stay healthy and they can keep it up.
I tell you what, if they stay healthy, they're going to have a good time this year. You have Mike Willman, our Sunday host on Thoroughbred LA, subbing today for Kurt Hoover, and he's got a really interesting guest today for those who are going to watch the simulcast feed.
And we got Kazushi Kimura to graciously accept the invitation to be on the seminar today, and he comes off a huge day yesterday. He had 3 wins yesterday. He's closing in on 1,000 wins lifetime. He has 997 now. He's certainly taken to this track. You know, he won the L.A. County Fair Meet earlier this year, the first time he'd ever ridden here. He won the title, and he's certainly off to a great start to get another one the way he did yesterday.
And, Bob, I think it's important to remind the horse players about the wagering menu, the minimums, and the different wagers, maybe what's a little bit different from Del Mar during the summer.
Yeah, we only have the one pick five, which goes on the first 5 races. You know, that's 50-cent minimum. Then we have, like the nighttime, we have 2 $1 pick fours. The first one starts on race 2, goes through race 5, and then the other one is on the last 4 races of the day. We have the 70-30 split with the $2 pick six. So those are the main exotic bets we have.
Okay, and today's feature race, the E.B. Johnson Stakes. The defending champ, Manna Rosa, is back, but he's also coming off a 10-month layoff. So I guess the question is he 100% ready to go today?
Well, reading the quotes that Steve Anderson had from, or Brad Free had from Jeff Mullins, it sounds like it. I think he thinks he's ready to run off the layoff. As Steve Anderson mentioned, the horse is 7-for-14 lifetime, won this race by 8 lengths last year. That was the first time he'd ever gone 2 turns in his life, and he certainly was impressive that day. And I think if he comes back anywhere close to his best, he'll get the job done today.
And as far as before we get a radio pick from you from today, let's remind everybody next Saturday, a week from today, we just talked about some of the ways you can qualify for the National Horse Players Championship. Los Alamitos has their very popular on-track horse handicapping contest on the Los Alamitos races next Saturday.
Yeah, it's next Saturday, as you said. It's $500 buy-in, $400 goes on a wagering card. The win, place, show, exactas, daily doubles, trifectas on the Los Alamitos races. The top 2 finishers will qualify for next year's NHC in Las Vegas. And, of course, there'll be prize money given out. And, as you said, they've proven very popular. And you can get more information at losalamitos.com. And then sign-ups will take place next Saturday up until 1:30 at the mezzanine level right across from the entrance of the Vessels Club.
Excellent. Well, let's get our tournament qualifying fees in today. Let's get our winner today at Los Alamitos.
I'm going to go to the second race. I like number 7, Concord Bridge, shortening up for Ron Ellison, going back to the dirt. I think this horse is a much better horse on dirt than he is on grass. Kind of got caught up in a pace battle last time on the Del Mar grass. I think this distance will suit him. You know, he did not win sprinting earlier in his career, but he has run well sprinting, and I think he'll get a great trip just off the pace. Number 7, Concord Bridge in race 2.
That's race number 2 at Los Alamitos. Number 7, Concord Bridge, and 4-1 on the morning line. That works. That's, again, the second race at Los Alamitos. All of Bob's selections can be had at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, thanks so much, and we'll see you out at the racetrack.
All right, thanks, John. Take care. Have a good day.
That was Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Let's head out to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Bruce, I heard it's cooling off a little bit finally in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's bearable. Excuse me. It's bearable these days. It's kind of the way it is. It's a little different than California. It steadily gets cooler as time goes on. So we're in the high to mid-90s, and it's very pleasant at night. That's most important.
Well, a lot going on out there between the football and the horses and everything else that goes on. And I wanted you to take a look at the Iroquois Stakes today at Churchill Downs. That goes as race number 8 on the program at Churchill. It's the first Kentucky Derby points qualifying race in the sequence to the 2026 Kentucky Derby. And I don't think this race came up particularly difficult. It doesn't look like I don't know if we're going to see a horse in the first Saturday in May come out of this race.
Agreed. I think this is like these are not the top 2-year-olds at this point right now. And I think the favorite looks very difficult to beat. I'm not giving anything a secret out. The 7, Comport, won the juvenile at Ellis Park at 7 furlongs. Now goes a 1-turn mile. Kind of like the way he relaxed. He's a big striding horse. He's got speed, John, but he's not super fast. And that's what I think why he'll do well here. He rated 2nd. He just drew off, kind of steadily drew away. There's not a tremendous amount of speed. I think he'll be in the mix early. So I hate to give out the 6-5 favor, but I think he's the horse to beat. The rail horse, Nothing Personal, earned a good number at Colonial, but therein lies the thing. He won at Colonial, which is a level below, I think, Churchill Downs. But he looked super. He got a favorable trip. looked great the last eighth of a mile, and he did it at 7/8. If there's an upside horse in here, maybe he's the other horse to consider. But it's the sevens to lose, comport, possibly throw in the one nothing personal.
Well, Bruce, what do you have available today at betonbruce.com?
Two racetracks, Los Alamitos, and I kind of like the card today. John, yesterday was a little dicey, wasn't as good, but today I think there's some really excellent gambles today at Los Alamitos. So we have Los Alamitos, last seven races of the day at Churchill Downs. That's the combo platter and the best bets today at Los Alamitos.
Well, let's get a play from each track. How about Churchill Downs first?
Yeah, let's go to the 10th race on the card. And a very interesting horse returns here. I think it's Bentornado. The horse that ran second in last year's Breeders' Cup ran a super race in defeat. He's making his comeback today. He certainly can win the race. He's a very high quality horse in here. The kind of in and outer that might get the trip, though, is the 5 Nash, who threw in an absolute stinker at Saratoga, probably up against it in the Grade 2 Vanderbilt. Oh,
Bruce, I'm going to stop you right now because Nash is a late scratch.
Okay.
Unfortunately, out of that race, number 1, world record, number 5, Nash, and number 11, Full Mood Madness, I just picked up the scratches, so Nash is out. So I don't know if you want to call an audible there. Or...
Yeah, let's go over to Los Alamitos then. I don't want to give you a second best play. Let's go to the first race, Los Alamitos. I know Bob gave the second, so maybe we can put a double together. I really like the chances here of the 7-horse Doo-Wop Don for Andy Mathis. This is a horse that campaigned in Northern California, a versatile sort, has a couple of route wins, a couple of sprint wins. He shows the ability to rate. He came off that 9.5-month layoff, and he didn't run badly at all at Del Mar. He was bothered right at the break, and he was far back on a speed favoring inside bias track. I thought he ran well to finish fifth. That race has produced 3 next out winners. Manchild, Known Idea, and El Diablo Rojo all came out of there to win. Look who claimed him, Mathis, who is a Northern California trainer who probably knows this horse very well. I think that's a plus. There's speed to set it up for this horse. It's slightly off the pace style. Looks like ready to go here. Race 1, the 7, Doo-Wop Don, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
So that's race 1 at Los Alamitos, the 1 o'clock first post time. Number 7, Doo-Wop Don, 4-1 on the program. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. You can pick up all of his selections at Los Alamitos and the late part of the card today at Churchill Downs at betonbruce.com. Bruce, thanks so much. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, John.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Before we take our next break, let's go ahead and recognize our friends over at Daily Racing Form. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all 3 PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll touch base with John Hardoon in New York, and then we'll go down and talk to Scott Shapiro, and we'll find out what he's looking at. I think we're going to ask him about a little bit of Woodbine and the Woodbine Mile today. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For 55 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition includes a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest customers. Looking for extra help? Log on to todaysracingdigest.com and get extra information each racing day from our stable of handicappers, including Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Southern California Tracks and more. Fall racing means important Breeders' Cup preps at Santa Anita, Churchill Downs, Keeneland, and Aqueduct. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need to get you from the starting gate to the winner's circle. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious horse players since 1970.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet, with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend program is the E.B. Johnston Stakes, a race with a great history that includes recent winners The Chosen Braun and Kings River Knight. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindell. I'll be joined by John Hardoon in just a second, but I want to remind everybody about our friends at Legacy Ranch. Announced last week that the stallion Om, who's the sire of Too Sassy, the Generous Portion Stakes winner, and the Grade 3 Torrey's Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy, he'll be joining the stallion roster up at Legacy Ranch for 2026, as will Tamarando. They will join Clubhouse Ride and Forbidden Kingdom. So a pretty good roster of stallions up there at Legacy Ranch. Call Terry Knight at 510-928-490 for more information. Let's go ahead and touch base now in New York with John Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And John, I tell you what, after a week off, New York is back in action. They're at Aqueduct, but without a key member of the local jockey colony.
Yeah, I Ride Ortiz escaped. We're looking for him, but I heard he's in Kentucky.
He's joined his brother down there, and, you know, I can understand why he wants to go down there for the fall with the purse money at Churchill Downs, and you kind of roll right into Keeneland. So it's a pretty natural fit, and with the field sizes down there, you got to think he'll have plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, not only that, he's getting into other barns now. He's riding 9 horses for Cox over the next 2 days, so that's a little interesting. So, you know, he's obviously going to get into some bigger barns. He could ride for anybody that he wants to, but I guess people have committed to using him, so he's going to go and spend the meet there.
Well, they've got 5 races on the stakes card down there at Churchill Downs. I know you did that along with Aqueduct and Los Alamitos. I was going to ask you to preview that Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes. I thought it was one of the best gambling races on the card anywhere in the country, but the 3 late scratches of number 1 World Record, number 5 Nash, and number 11 Full Moon Madness, that kind of hurts the value a little bit, I think.
It does, but it still leaves a field of 8. So, you know, the interesting and the horse with the question marks is Skelly. He makes his first start back at the races. He's been freshened up since May. I mean, they have the horse listed at 7-2 on the morning line. That seems like a ridiculous morning line. If you check the PPs, John, he's gone off the favorite in 9 out of his last 10 races, including odds on in about 6 of those races. So I don't know how you they think you're getting 7-2 on this horse. But if he's right, he's obviously the best horse in the race. He draws a good outside box. Luis Saez takes over today. I think this horse is going to be tough in here.
So that is Skelly, and again, from a good outside post. And with all his speed, I would think being fresh is going to be a plus for him. He's number 10 on the program in race 10, 7-2 on the program. Skelly in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and that's for John Hardoon. John, again, you've done a number of tracks today. We usually get a couple of plays from you. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so let's stay at Churchill for the first of our two radio plays, and it comes in the third race today, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I love the number 5 horse in here, Brunch with Amy. I like the rider switch today to Luis Saez. Peter Yurton, his horses are all running well. I think this horse is going to get a great trip in here, 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Brunch with Amy, to win today's third race out of Churchill Downs.
So that is Churchill Downs, race number 3. That goes about 10:45 our time. Number 5, Brunch with Amy, 4-1 on the program for John Hardoon. And, John, where do you want to go for your second play today?
Let's go to Belmont. Look at Belmont at Aqueduct, I'm sorry. And look at race number 10. It's 6 furlongs on the turf. This is the Floral Park, and this is the stake race that they offered today. You have a late scratch in there of number 10, All Class, who was entered for main track only. I like the number 6 horse in here, Quiet Confidence, a 4-year-old filly from the Ryerson barn, listed at a ridiculous 10-1 at the on the morning line, 1-1 at Aqueduct, 1-1 on this turf course, 1-1 at the distance. Eric Kinsale aboard to ride, 10-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Quiet Confidence, upsets and wins this year's Floral Park Stakes.
So that's the 10th race, Belmont at Aqueduct. The Floral Park Stakes in the 10th race, number 6, Quiet Confidence, at a nice 10-1 on the morning line. That's for John Hardoon, who also gave us last week Stellify at $6.22 at Kentucky Downs. So continue to seeing the ball well, John. I know you've had a good week just talking to you elsewhere. And what do you have available today for your full menu at johnhardoon.com?
Well, we have Belmont, we have Churchill, and we have Los Al Selections.
Excellent. We will let you go, John. Enjoy the day and cash some tickets.
Thanks, John. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. And now let's jump in with Scott Shapiro, who does some work for Daily Racing Form, for ExpressBet, all kinds of things going on. He's got the Chappie Hour going on. And, Scott, good morning. I saw you had done a little work up at Canada, so I was waiting to touch base with you on the races up there. The big race today, and what has been a very key race for the Breeders' Cup Mile, is the $1 million Woodbine Mile. But it's a different race this year because instead of being on that big, wide turf course, which is now under renovation, this is going to be on the inner turf course at Woodbine with those sharp turns. So it's a lot different race than we've seen in years past.
Yep, good to talk to you, John. And, yeah, good card up there at Woodbine. 3 grade ones with the 2 2-year-old races and then the featured Woodbine Mile. So a different race, and I think there's no doubt Notable Speech is the one to beat, 8-5 on the line, coming back over from Europe for Charles Appleby, who's won a lot of races, a lot of big races at Woodbine recently. But just a little bit of words of the wise. He hasn't been quite as hot over the last year in North America, just 3-25 with a dollar ROI. He can have some short-priced horses, as including this one, who is the one to beat, ran third of the Breeders' Cup Mile last year. And I think the race sets up well for number 8, Win for the Money, who won the race last year, John, at a big 13-1. We're not going to get that, but we should get 4 or 5-1. Third off the layoff, the Kelso was his first start off the bench. He was caught very wide that day, very easy race to toss, and then ran a good third to deterministic last out in the 4-star Dave. I think a better grade one than this one, with all due respect, other than potentially the Notable Speech, the favorite. So I'm going to try Win for the Money in here as the second or third choice in the Woodbine Mile, with likely my boy Prince setting the pace.
Well, before I get a radio play from you, Scott, I wanted to mention, you did a lot of work for years at Churchill Downs, and there was a significant change for handicappers this week. Those 6-furlong races used to have a run-up of 200 feet, so they were flying by the time they hit the timer, and you saw a lot of first quarters in 21-1 or 21-3. They have shortened that run-up now to 50 feet, so you're going to see a lot more first quarter miles in something like 22 or 22-1. It's a lot shorter 6 furlongs than it used to be.
Yes, it is. It's interesting, though, that they didn't just take the run out all the way out, right, if you're going to make the move. But, yeah, definitely make note of that because, I mean, you know, it's all relative to me when I'm looking at fractions personally, kind of a day-of thing, an overall thing like that. But if you're used to seeing those fast fractions, like you said, John, like we were, and then you're seeing 22 and twos and horses stopping, you're going to understand why.
Well, just as an example, we were talking with John Herndon about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes, and he likes a horse named Skelly. Now, he's about, you know, right at his limit of 6 furlongs. So I'm thinking for a horse like that, that shorter run-up, that speed's going to carry just that much farther to the wire, where otherwise it had kind of played almost like a 6.5 furlong race before.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Maybe I haven't thought about it just 2 days in. I had probably not thought about it as much as you, which always a good thing to be first when you're playing a pari-mutuel game. So good stuff there. I think Skelly's generally a vulnerable horse when he's racing outside of Oakland in these races, but that's a very good point, and I know sharp John Herndon likes him as well.
Well, let's go ahead and get a radio play from you. You've done the work around the country. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
You know, I'll keep it in Toronto for Woodbine to celebrate their big day, and I'll go to the race before at the Detalma. It's a very interesting race. Breeders' Cup winning grade, I believe, out there. So likely the winner, if not more, will be coming out to Del Mar. And I like number 10, Deep Learning, in here. This is a filly for Chad Brown and Clarabet Stables that got bet, as you would expect, a filly on two turns on the turf on debut at Saratoga that they like to do. And what I really like most about this effort, when she won going away, anybody could see that. But she didn't run that. It wasn't a race that fell apart. She came from off the pace, but she ran down the two speeds in there. So, to me, that's a very good sign for a horse going two turns for the first time. She's drawn to the far outside here in a 1 mile race again over the inner turf. But I think Deep Learning looks like she's serious and could be a serious threat in the Breeders' Cup. Hopefully she gets the job done today in the Natalma. The number 10, Deep Learning, in race 8 at Woodbine.
That's the 8th race at Woodbine. The two-turn Natalma Stakes going a mile. Again, that's different from last year. And number 10, Deep Learning, is Scott Shapiro's choice, who has two-turn experience. So I think a lot of things in her favor. I'm with you there, Scott. We'll go down the ship together. How's that?
Sounds good. I think the other one, if you're trying to play exactly, I think the Hot Match was very legitimate. Hammered on New for John Service in Kentucky, not at his normal place. So I think they think big of this. Hopefully we can get a 10-6 home and race 8 at Woodbine.
Sounds good, Scott. We'll let you keep going with everything else. Enjoy the day, and we will touch base with you next Saturday.
Sounds good, John. Good chatting, and have a great day.
That was Scott Shapiro. Before we take our break, I want to remind everybody I did not give out the phone number to the South Point Hotel. With the football going on already this morning and everything else, we're going to have the baseball playoffs coming up. We're going to have a 3-day weekend in the middle of October, so now's the time to make your reservations. 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson, and he'll tell you how you can get your Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. And again, the Linda Report, which I produce, is out there every racing day in Southern California. Today we've done Del Mar and the last 6 races at Churchill Downs. Get on out to the South Point. You'll like it. Great restaurants, a great atmosphere. And the race book is separate from the sports book, so if you're playing horses, you can concentrate on what you're doing there. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to touch base with Toby Callett in South Florida. And the hardest working guy in horse racing is back. Michael Rona's back from Kentucky Downs. He'll be calling day and night tonight at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas.
The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Satellite Wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by Toby Cal in just a second. But if you're on your way out to play the races today, Churchill Downs already underway. Aqueduct about to start. And we've got Los Alamitos with a 1 o'clock first post. Here's some places you can go if you're down in the San Diego area. The Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern at 868 5th Avenue. They open up right at 10 o'clock. You got the OC Tavern open in Orange County at San Clemente, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Obviously, Los Alamitos will be open day and night today. And you might catch Bob Ike tomorrow at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They're already open and ready to serve you. Let's go ahead and head down to Toby's Turf Club in South Florida. And Toby, they were off the turf at Gulfstream Park yesterday. So let's get an update. What are the conditions for racing at Gulfstream today? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Right now, it's sunny. They're in the walking ring on their way out to the racetrack. Main track is listed good. They're off the turf. When they do right or whatever it may be, this is the right move. We've had a lot of rain here in South Florida, and maybe it will parlay into a nice, lush turf course as we leave the rainy season, which we're right in the middle of that type of a season right now. So it's no surprise and it's no knock. They're doing the right thing.
So with the off the turf today at Gulfstream, did you want to make a play there? Do you have something or do you want to go someplace else today?
I have something, and my top choice is not going to be anything really exciting, but I've got something that old local South Florida knowledge may come into play here. Eighth race, these are maidens, fillies three and up, and Safi Joseph has two in here, the one Dominant Diva and the four Soufflé on Fire. I believe they're the right two horses, with Dominant Diva being the dominant one. But I'm also looking at the three, Queen McKinsey, who is a good follower. But if we can get the five, Lady Tiramisu, into the money, trained by Monty Sims. Few horses left, a name that almost would be forgotten through the years. This guy knows what he's doing. He's been around a long time, and he names Jose Ferrar to take the call. I got to believe that Lady Tiramisu is ready for a good effort coming off the farm. So it's 1-4-3-5 to get more than live in today's eighth at Gulfstream Park.
Well, Toby gave us the Desert Vixen Stakes winner, Lenny Liu, last week, and it's the one over the 4-3-5 race eight today at Gulfstream Park. Toby, thanks so much. Stay dry, and we'll get to that rainy season back on the turf as soon as we can.
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
That was Toby Callett. And to wrap up the show, as always, coming back from a successful stint at Kentucky Downs, and all he has to do is ease right into day and night racing today at Los Alamitos. No rest for the weary, Mr. Michael Rona. Welcome back. How are you?
Thanks very much, John. Mate, I'm all right. Just reveling in the busyness, actually. Kentucky Downs was full of challenges, a lot of which are well-documented, sight lines, etc. Can tell you a couple of other little behind-the-scenes nuggets. I called one race about 2 minutes after being stung on the finger by a wasp, and on another occasion noticed a spider crawling across my clipboard mid-race. So it's full of obstacles and challenges, but it was very rewarding and a lot of fun to be involved in such high-profile turf racing. But it's great to be back home at Los Alamitos. We had plenty of horses across the second half of yesterday's opening day card, and as you mentioned, full steam ahead into the doubleheaders now.
Well, I'll tell you what, your substitute didn't lack for a job well done. Ed Burkhardt is the best, and to hear him again, it's always great. And welcome back to you. And you hit the ground running. You come right back, and you have the Grade 1 Millie Vessels tonight and the Grade 2 PCQHRA Futurity tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good race tonight for the fillies and mares. Grade 1, 400 yards, the last of eight on tonight's program. We start the year with the Charger Bar, same distance and graded status back in January. We've got the first, third, and fourth horses back from January's Charger Bar. The winner, Rockin' With Energy, did it from gate one in January. Hey, gate one again, coming in off a layoff. Pearl's Joyful Wagon, third beaten ahead, and more recently a grade one winner at Remington Park, number two. And AJ Bourne Runner, number nine, who was a winning selection on this show when winning the Florentine Stakes in mid-August, was fourth beaten only a neck of the Charger Bar back in January. They're all around 5 and 6 to 1, which shows you the depth of this field. The top two are actually coming through the Grade 2 Miss Princess back in May. Favorite on the morning line, number four, Miss Esau JQM, the Brazilian star, a model of consistency. And Shake and Going On, number five, just beat her at 350 yards. In the aforementioned Miss Princess. It's going to be interesting. Miss Esau JQM seemingly will really appreciate the extra distance tonight. Shaken Going On, number five, brilliantly fast out of the gate. Looks to become just the fifth three-year-old winner of this race, which does have a berth to the season-ending Champion of Champions. Very deep field, high-quality fillies and mares in the Millie Vessels Memorial tonight.
Well, with a 10-race card during the day at Los Alamitos, what is first post time for the nighttime card?
6:45 for tonight. We'll get underway a little bit earlier tomorrow night at 5:55. And as you mentioned, there is a Futurity final to finish the weekend tomorrow night, a grade two worth $260,000. And there's a full sister to the brilliant London Toby, Toby Sis, who is Ed's morning line favorite for tomorrow night's feature. She is 3 for 3 in her career so far. So a pair of great features at Los Alamitos under the lights.
Well, we're not going to let you go without giving us a radio play for tonight. So get us out for the daytime. Whatever damage we do today, you've got to fix it for us.
Race three is a 300-yard two-year-old maiden. Number two, Idios, is 5-2. I think that's a fair enough price. Well thought of, very expensive yearling purchase. Third on debut at odds on back in May, behind two subsequent winners, one of whom is actually 6-1 for tomorrow night's Futurity final. Strong form line from the debut, then ran fourth in an Ed Burke Futurity trial, and then most recently went to Albuquerque and was second in a trial to the All-American Futurity. Comes back here for trainer Jose Flores, and I think is sitting on win number one at career start number four. Looks well spotted in this maiden. Number two in race three, Idios, 5-2.
So that's the third race tonight at Los Alamitos. Number two, Idios, 5-2 on the program for Michael Rona. Michael, thanks so much for doing that. Get a little rest between first post time, and then we will listen to you today, and we'll listen to you tonight at Los Alamitos.
Good on you, John. Thanks, mate. Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. Before we sign off, with a couple of reminders, Mike Willman will be here tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. And if you missed any of the show, we don't mention often enough, you can go to our website, thoroughbredla.com. You can pick up the archives there. You want to catch some of the radio selections from our handicappers, you can go there before post time. Our guy gets those archive shows up pretty quick. So that's a handy a way to do it if you missed any of the show. Obviously, you can pick it up on the Angels Radio app as well. So a lot going on there. I know that coming up next, Andy Harris is on location today for the SoCal Restaurant Show, so you'll hear him next. But as far as racing goes today, again, 1 o'clock first post time at Los Alamitos, and you've got just a single pick five, the first race. You've got a $1 pick four in races 2 through 5 and 7 through 10. So a lot going on out there. We wish you guys the best of luck today and cash some tickets. We will talk to you next Saturday. Bob Ike will be back with me on the air next Saturday. Good luck and best luck.
Can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do.
I'm making valentine, 'cause on the morning line.